Greetings, Mafia. Well, you thought I was kidding, didn't you? You thought I was a bit overreaching. No, I wasn't. They're nationalizing the oil companies. I told you it's coming. Let's read a couple of paragraphs, shall we? Europe's biggest economy may nationalize energy firms, media. Germany says the measure is needed due to an quote-unquote extreme threat to energy security. The German government has proposed legislative amendments that could see energy companies put under temporary management or nationalized, TASS news agency reported on Tuesday, citing the country's media. Remember, Mafia, Nixon said in 1971 that the US dollar going off gold standard was also temporary. Amendments to the Energy Security Act proposed by the Ministry of Economic Affairs and Climate would enable authorities to put energy companies under temporary management in case of an acute crisis, or in extreme cases, to nationalize them, according to Funke Media Group, Germany's third largest newspapers and magazine publisher. According to draft amendments, the ministry would have the power to transfer the ownership of key energy infrastructure operators if they are unable to perform their tasks, thus threatening the stability of energy supply. If external management cannot guarantee energy security, nationalization would be an option. According to German law, draft legislation has to be approved by the German parliament and signed into law by the president. There you go, Mafia. There you go. If there's one thing we learned from the COVID experience is that whenever the government wants to get something done, things move fast. When the governments around the world put us all in house arrest, it took no longer than a week to go through all the red tape. Whenever they say something is too complicated due to legal procedure, you ought to know they are lying through their fucking teeth. Remember what I said, told you, the banks will be handed over to the big corporations. All except central banks, of course. The governments are already subsidizing big corporations. Why would they keep bailing out all these zombie banks when they can just keep all that money to themselves? To my American listeners, don't worry, it's coming your way too. Biden's administration is prepping the stage. Just so it happens, Eurocrats are moving faster because they've been at it longer. It's a matter of experience. But it's coming, give it a little time. I covered it in my previous vids. Ever since I got off YouTube, my copycats have been a disarray like headless chickens. I guess it's hard to produce valid content when you got no material to steal. This especially applies to my East European copycats. They never thought I would leave YouTube because it's something beyond their imagination. In their mind, YouTube is end all be all. That's why I'm a black pill and they're not. I come from a different mindset they're trying to steal from but unable to grasp. To my female subscribers, let me give you some food for thoughts. If the system is able to nationalize these rich and powerful oil companies with a stroke of a pen, what do you think it can do with single bastard baby mamas and feminists? We all know these single moms are dumb sluts and thoughts using bastard babies as meal tickets, and the only reason the rest of us aren't shaming them is due to government protection and media pedestalization. But we know what they are. How difficult it will be for the system to cut them off from umbilical cord. The system ain't gonna cut them off completely, but they're messing up the game. See, the purpose of single baby mamas is to lock men in using kids and have them pay for alimony and child support for the rest of their lives, and by doing so, turning men into subservient wage slaves. They are not supposed to get pregnant by random pookies and rareys and then seek and panhandle handouts from the system. That's not the game. Let me illustrate it. Imagine a James Bond movie where James Bond only gets laid but doesn't kill the bad guy. What's the purpose of him having a license to kill and being an assassin for the British government if only thing he does is getting laid drinking vodka martini and doesn't actually kill? What purpose would he serve? Now, Mafia, I gotta address the Prophets of Doom for a minute. I'm referring to those dumbasses claiming this is a prelude to World War III. Biden is using oil from America's strategic reserves, and as he stated, he'll be using half of it for the next 6 months, which is 243 million of barrels. This means the United States will have only 243 barrels left. China has over 900 million, and so does Russia. So how are you supposed to wage World War III when you don't even have enough gas? Europe, don't ask. I stated in February that we'll enter stagflation by April. Britain got hit by spiking energy prices due to price caps, courtesy of Boris Johnson. Hate to say I told you so. Spain and France are also in trouble. Spain is trying to figure out what to do while France is reopening its nuclear plants, and the whole Green New Deal is now becoming history, a failed project that never took off. Not because it was a bad idea, but because those in charge weren't fit for it. They relied on woke ideology, an ideology which believes that emotions can override the laws of nature. How silly can you be? What's really called for here isn't so much a monetary reset, but rather a cultural one. And once again, we're ahead of the curve because Black Pill is the necessary cultural reset. Remember back in February when I told you stagflation gonna kick off in April? Well, recently United States GDP numbers for the first quarter came out and it's down 1.4%. So we got higher inflation and lower production. That's stagflation. Another interesting thing I've noticed is price of physical gold detaching itself from the spot market price. Gold reached $2,000 level and got clobbered down $100 in a span of a week, but the price of physical gold didn't move a bit. This is strange, and it could have to do with Russia pegging gold to ruble, but I'm not sure about that. Maybe it's due to announcement by London Metal Exchange that it will stop all gold and silver futures on July 11th. Nonetheless, things are happening. Jerome Powell, the gift that keeps on giving, recently announced another rate hike of 0.5%. This is the second one this year, and the reason I'm pointing out is because only 7 months ago in October, the Fed was debating about one interest rate hike, just one. And look at where we're at 7 months later. And just to remind you all, a year and a half ago, Jerome Powell said he's not even thinking about raising interest rates until 2023. And don't get me started on transitory inflation. Now he's saying economy is booming, employment market has never been stronger, and recession is nowhere near. What do you think? Judging by his track record, recession is a sure thing. There's more stuff to cover. I'm going to share a recent letter from Google AdSense to content producers. The reason I want to do this is because it confirms what I've said in my video about the media. So here it is. Dear publisher, due to the war in Ukraine, we will pause monetization of content that exploits, dismisses, or condones the war. Let's break this one down. First of all, it's open to all kinds of interpretation and it's not by chance. Every news agency or publication covering the war is also exploiting it. They've got bills to pay like everyone else. This leaves room for Google to shut anyone down. Same thing goes for broad terms such as dismissing or condoning. These broad terms allow Google to pick and choose. Moving on. Please note we have already been enforcing on claims related to the war in Ukraine when they violated existing policies. For instance, the dangerous or derogatory content policy prohibits monetizing content that incites violence or denies tragic events. This update is meant to clarify and in some cases expand our publisher guidance as it relates to this conflict. Now we're getting to the crux of this. What Google is really trying to do is to prevent any claims of staged war. Welcome to Orwellian 1984. Unless you're supporting mainstream government narrative, you are committing a thought crime. Continuing. This pause includes, but is not limited to, claims that imply victims are responsible for their own tragedy or similar instances of victim blaming, such as claims that Ukraine is committing genocide or deliberately attacking its own citizens. Now notice these are the same arguments used to shame and silence anyone questioning so-called rape culture. If you dare questioning validity of a rape accusation, you're immediately accused of relegating the nature of the crime and therefore aligning with and justifying rape. Same strategy was used with COVID. Same strategy now. Shaming and deflection. Now we got technocracy of Google and algorithms running censorship. They don't even need people no more. One of the most dangerous things I've said in that regard is that this staged war will be over by September, maybe first half of October. And the mainstream platforms like YouTube can't have that. Imagine what happens if I'm proven right. It would expose the lie bin called media. They can't let that happen. A month ago, YouTube deleted my video titled Generation Elliot Roger. And I'm going to read you a notification I received recently in that regard. Get this. Hi, Top Dollar Black Pill Gangster. Our team has reviewed your content and, unfortunately, we think it violates our violent criminal organization's policy. We remove the following content from YouTube. Video Generation Elliot Roger. Content that glorifies violent criminal organizations or incites violent acts against individuals or a defined group of people is not allowed on YouTube. So, according to YouTube, I am a real criminal, damn near mafia boss, and Black Pill is nothing short of a criminal organization. Thanks, YouTube. I'm flattered. Needless to say, I didn't support or condone the violent actions of Elliot Roger in my video. In fact, I'm gonna attach it to this video so you can see for yourself in case you missed it. You're gonna get two for one this time. That's the kind of prick I am. Bottom line, I'm officially a thought criminal. Welcome to 1984. Didn't surprise me though. After all, YouTube is a mainstream media platform, and the mainstream media has two purposes and two purposes only. First one is brainwashing and social engineering, and the other one is selling you stuff. And my content doesn't help either of them. Now here's an article that proves what I've been saying about Elliot Roger. Millions of men admit they're not okay, and rate mental health just 6 out of 10. One of three men often feel lonely, but nearly half have never opened up to anyone about how they are feeling, with fertility issues being most off-limit topics. Millions of men have said they are not okay, feeling down an average of 3 times a week. A pool of 2,000 males revealed they rate their mental health an average 6 out of 10, but those as young as 18 feel just a 5 out of 10. Dealing with a physical health condition, 26%, poor eating habits, 20%, and pressures at work, 20%, are among the top reasons men have struggled with their mental well-being in the last 12 months. Others claim not being in a relationship, life changes such as breakdown of a marriage, and scrolling through social media can affect their general well-being. I ain't gonna go through the whole article. I think I made my point. Mafia, we're only at the beginning of the collapse. 3 years away from 2025 and people are already cracking up. That's what the video was about. Elliot Rodger was all nice and calm until he wasn't. He literally woke up one morning and grabbed a shotgun. However, it was a combination of unresolved psychological issues that were brewing for some time. And a point of my videos is to prepare you all financially as well as psychologically for what's ahead, so we can take advantage of it and not getting broken. Understand something, pharmaceutical industry is making a kill out of this. First with COVID and now raising mental instability. If you're young, if you're in the early 20s thinking about the kind of education and career you want to pursue, look no further than pharmacy. I can't recommend it enough. Never mind IT, the law, engineering, real estate, screw all that. The disease industry is the way to go. It's not going to go bust anytime soon. If I was in my early 20s, I'd be studying it like a motherfucker. Anyway, that's all I got to say for now. This is Top Dollar signing off, and I'll talk to you soon.